Honestly, I don't even know how to prep this show. This is going to probably be the most craziest show ever, I think, at least. Just because of the subjects that I'm looking at. I'm just, whatever. Let's do this. So, God, I gotta pause. There's so much. Okay, just hang on a second. And we're back.
Another big story tonight. Alarming accusations. Tied up, elbowed, dragged, and bruised. The alleged culprit, Phoenix police officers. And with no crime committed, what would warrant that kind of response? ABC 15's Nicole Valdez live tonight, working to get the full story.
Well, Faye, that Valley man says he was standing right by his car when police officers walked up to him, asking him for his ID. Now, he says two officers told him they were there for a noise complaint, but once they said he was free to go, he noticed they started tugging on his car door handles, and they later told him that man's car was reported stolen.
I've always felt comfortable here, but now it's like you're kind of messing my peace of mind.
It was his first ever encounter with Phoenix police.
My whole face on my right side from when it was dragged through the dirt and the mud.
Aaron Fowler says it ended with wounds on his face, shoulders, and lips.
It's ridiculous.
Fowler says he was waiting outside a home off 16th Street and Monroe Sunday morning to pick up a friend when two Phoenix officers went from 0 to 60.
They swung the coat out, bent my arm, and the other one came, bent my arm. They slammed me to the floor.
Fowler alleges two officers tackled him to the ground, roughed him up, and stuck him in the back of a cruiser before ever telling him why.
I kept saying, what'd I do? Because I was never read no rights, so I was under arrest. I have no record. So I'm asking, and then they said, this car is stolen. I said, what? Where are you? I said, my car is not stolen. He said, yeah, yeah, and threw me in the car.
But after officers searched the car, he says they found his registration, and their tone changed completely.
They ended up just telling us, anyway, go about our night, let us both out the car. As we're getting our stuff, we're like, no, this is like, that's not like, okay.
Phoenix police acknowledging the allegations, only saying they immediately launched an internal investigation and have received several complaints.
Now, police declining to speak with us on camera. We do know Fowler was never cited or charged with anything, and he says three officers in total were involved in this incident. We're still unsure whether or not those officers are still on duty, but Fowler says he does plan to sue. Live in Phoenix tonight, Nicole Valdez, ABC 15, Arizona.
That dude's like 22. He's a baby boy. But then you look at his Instagram, which is GRASONDE. And he's saying, he's got all the photos up there, and it's just, it looks awful, dude. He looks like he's been through hell, man. You feel bad for him. He's just a baby boy, man. You know, and so he's saying, I'm a model, fashion designer, and I'm going to be 23 this Saturday. And this is what happens to me. I never knew waiting outside for a friend at 3 a.m. would lead me to being brutally attacked and assaulted by a Phoenix police. And mind you, I'm 6'4 and 165 pounds. I do not have a criminal record. I was assaulted without any probable cause and was not even read my rights because I was never placed under arrest. Officer Blanco, badge 8710, and Officer, I guess, Sabors, S-B-O-R-Z, badge 10040, grabbed me, slammed me, pulled my hair, rubbed my face in dirt, hogtied my legs, elbowed me, busted my lip from slamming my braces into the floor, broke a bracket on my teeth, dragged me to the car with one shoe, all while I say, please don't kill me, and threw me to sit for 2 hours. Then they proceeded to tell me my own car is stolen, then found my papers in the car and said I shouldn't have been resisting. Mind you, I was never under arrest. Then they ended this all with, have a good night. I was never taken to jail or even to a police station because no crime was even committed. They then began standing there and congregating a story to cover their actions. I want the body cam released. I'm gonna be missing Fashion Week for this. Please reshare. This is crazy and it has to stop. I'm a black and Hispanic descent and was racially profiled. My friend Olivia says, this is disgusting. What is wrong with this fucking world? Fuck this shit. This is sickening. We need fucking help and peace and justice for this man. What is this human race doing to one another? Wake the fuck up, officers. Wake the fuck up. But I said, racially profiled? Dude, you were targeted. That's why I live in Alaska, not in Phoenix anymore. Arizona police are so corrupt. Then on my own page, I posted, Phoenix cops. I put two emojis, a pizza emoji and a poop emoji. So piece of shit. Piece of shit, Phoenix cops are so corrupt. How dare them target him? Just like they targeted me. First came an Uber driver trying to kill me with a car wreck while I was trying to make a left-hand turn on the Indian school. The driver was criminally speeding, doing 70 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone. Then came the corrupt cops shooing me away like I'm some kind of fly, all while threatening me with a ticket and issued a citation to no one. They just let the Uber driver with his passengers free. They let him just drive away. Imagine my frustration, livid. You've got my support, Aaron. I'm sitting there after getting allegedly attempted murdered in my car, you know, and it's all banged up. And the only reason I wasn't murdered is because I slammed on the gas and they missed. They was trying to T-bone me and kill me in that little car. And it was an SUV. It was a dark SUV, like black or dark blue. It was a Jeep something. Jeep Patriot, that's what it was. It was a Patriot that slammed into me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Patriot, huh? And you from Nigeria, dog? Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, talk about fresh off the boat, dude. Well, this dude, you know, he gets let go. But before he does, some tweaker gets out of his car and he's trying to fight with me. I'm like, dude, I'm not getting out this car. Because if I get out this car being hurt like this and you start shit with me, I'm killing you. You smell me? This dude is jarring at my door trying to get me to open the door and fight with me. I'm like, yeah, okay. The cops let that dude go. The cops let the black dude go. And told me that if I didn't take off, they was gonna give me the ticket. I'm like, dude, what? You didn't citate that guy? He was criminally speeding. You're telling me it's my fault. Okay, sure. 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 Okay, sure. 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 Okay, sure. You know, Phoenix police brutality and Phoenix police corruption and, you know, it's awful. Now, don't get me wrong. I met some really badass cops, you know. But they come very few, far and few between, very. But a lot of the times I'm like, did I just get let go because they're covering for something? Did they just cover for this guy? They're telling me he's in trouble and all this crap and telling me that I don't have to file suit. I don't have to press charges. I don't have to do anything. I'm like, whatever, dude. I got kids to worry about. I'm not worried about this, you know? But whatever, right? Whatever, dude. So, you know, I mean, like, also Phoenix lawyers breaking the law. I mean, lawyers breaking the law altogether is just something. But, you know, it's, you know, lawyers breaking the law is something else because they think that they're above the law and they can just duck it because they know the law and they know how to get out of this and get out of that. And it's bullshit, man. It's total bullshit. I've had lawyers throw cases, you know, in the other person's favor. Baby mama, oh yeah. Threw the whole case for her. I'm like, damn, how much did she pay you? Because her best friend was asking what your name was. The next thing you know, there you go. So yeah, lawyers breaking the law. I mean, I've been harassed online by this Pope hat faggot that's on fucking Twitter. And I say faggot loosely to all y'all who come in here. Oh my God, he said faggot. I'm talking about a faggy motherfucker. He doesn't have to be gay to be faggy or a faggot. I'm from Texas, and faggy and faggot mean a whole different thing. I mean, yeah, okay, it means, yeah, you're an ass fucker. But most of the people that are calling you faggy or faggot are in the closet homos to begin with. So it's like, whatever. But that's just secondhand nature by me to just be like, this motherfucking faggot. That just means I don't like him. That doesn't mean he's gay. It has nothing to do with homosexuality and I don't even care what you think about me saying that at this point. I don't. I really don't. I don't care, dude. I'm just saying, though, dude, this is bullshit, man. It's fucking bullshit, and I'm tired of it, man. And it's and what is Trump doing? Nothing. What is everybody doing about this? This is, you know, rich people don't get it. Oh, fake news will do this to me if I do that. Nigga, did I fucking ask you what fake news will do to you? You know what in the fuck fake news will do to me? Shit. What, is fake news sending a fucking clown to fuck you in the ass? Is fake news sending you to jail? Are you sure that they're trying to? Because they found nothing, their report come up with nothing, they're hiding their report. This sounds like syndicated drama to me. So what is syndicated drama? Well, something that's completely not true, but it's totally dramatic. And it's there on purpose. And so yeah, I'm just running with it. Trump is syndicated drama. It's been nothing but syndicated drama since he's been into the fucking house. Oh, he's part of TNT. We know drama. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of drama, please go to acapnews.com and read the University of Alaska posts. There's two of them. Read the bottom one, then read the top one. And you'll see. But I feel like, you know, you want to talk about a policed state? Alaska seems like a policed state. Because, like, everything you do here is policed. It's weird. You can't go to the university without campus police. What the fuck? I heard of campus security, but campus police? There's campus police on the university here, which is a college. And there's also a campus police substation on the high school grounds downtown. Why? Excuse me, but why? Why are there police substations on both campuses? That makes absolutely no sense. None. Like I said, syndicated drama, police state. Then syndicated drama, then police state. Look at New Zealand. New Zealand goes from false flag to Sharia law in a heartbeat? Ha! I hope not. I hope that's not speaking for the rest of New Zealand. It's ridiculous. So yeah, I was on Instagram today and somebody was like, Saturday is the biggest, busiest day in Vegas to be going out. If you were here, what would you be doing? I replied, kicking Jim Murren in the balls. The account liked it. That's how you know Jim Murren is fucked, man. Big trouble in Little Chinatown, I'm telling you. So, Hillary Clinton and a Democratic pass. You know, what is a Democratic pass? Well, if you die with Hillary Clinton and you're getting tons of money and you keeping the lie going, well, then you're getting a Democratic pass. You ain't getting in trouble. You're getting a pass on life. For real, man. It's sick, dude. It's sick. Get anything you want. Ask, what's her names? Anybody, ask CAIR, C-A-I-R. They're getting whatever they want. They got a Democratic pass. They're getting billboards on bus stops that say, support Sharia law. You know, telling you what to do. And Ilhan is speaking. They're allowing Ilhan to speak and promote Sharia law. While I do understand freedom of speech, isn't that a terrorist act, what she's doing? I mean, it's flat out terrorism. Sharia law is terrorism. That what she's doing is working for a terrorist organization. Now, have we just not classified CAIR as a terrorist organization? Have we not classified the Muslim Brotherhood, which we all know is here for the Sharia law? Now, I'm not talking about people who are not real Muslims, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like, okay, like, you can't blame all Germans as Nazis. You can't blame all whites as slave owners. You can't blame all blacks as niggers. You can't, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'll just keep going and going, but the more I say, the more deeper my hole is getting dug already. Like, and dude, I've dug my hole, like, way deep with the nigga and the nigger card. Like, and I'm not trying to push it, and, like, it's, I should probably shut up. So, like, Y'all niggas gonna smack the black off my ass. Well, guess what though, dude? It's inside me. Oh man, it's just crazy, dude. So I got some Trump feedback yesterday, and while I'm not gonna give it all to you because I need to save some of it for my own presidency and my own debates, I will say the funniest one that I heard, oh my God, for him to stop picking up that goddamn phone. That's gonna make him a better president, apparently. Ah, man, I don't agree, but hey, you're entitled to your opinion. I just thought it was funny. I wanted to share that with you. And let's see, what else? There was something else. His hair. If you could change anything about Trump to make him a better president, what would it be? Anything off the top of your head? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? She goes, top of your head? His hair! That's pretty great, man. Pretty great. So now, I want to talk about starting out campaigning for Trump, but now I'm campaigning against Trump. Oh man, this shit makes my head spin because I'm for the man, right? I get him in office with the help of everybody in America, and he gets picked. But you know, whether or not he's part of this Illuminati bloodline and he was put there or whatever, that's a whole nother story. I don't know. That's a whole nother can of worms. And I don't know what to think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's weird, right? At least as far as I see it, but whatever. But I mean, like, it's not gonna be easy because I don't want to campaign against him. I want to believe that he's a great person. I want to believe that he's doing the right thing. And which he is, you know. Now, for the most part, I'm gonna say he is. Which, like everybody, you would say, well, for the most part, I think they're doing the right thing. Except for Obama, it's like half the world was like, hell no, that nigga ain't doing shit. That's just awful. But whatever. But you know, it will be easy because I know a lot about him. But at the same time, it's gonna be very hard because he knows a lot about me. And what he doesn't know, he can find out very easily. The dude's got enough money. You know, that's what I mean by it's gonna be hard. That dude got so much money, I don't even know what the fuck I'm getting myself into at this point. It's like, if I get picked as president, like, did they give that shit to me? Because, fuck, man, I got my work cut out for me, dude. And now, don't get me wrong, bro. Don't get me wrong at all. You know, I don't want to be president, but at the same time, I do. Only because I need to know what's going on. And I need to be able to call the shots, as far as I see it. Because I'm not about to let fake news stop me from doing anything. And I'm just gonna shut up because, man, that shit is frustrating, dude. And I don't wanna think like, oh, they gave this to me. But it's fucking bullshit, man. I don't wanna feel like I'm getting groomed for presidency, you understand? But is that what's going on? It's like, that's the biggest fear right now. Am I getting groomed for presidency for some weird reason? Like, what is really going on right now? It's just very weird. So, you know, I've been choosing a vice president. Should anything happen to me, this has to be somebody that they don't want. And so I've come up with a couple names, but I'm not going to reveal them yet. I can't because Trump didn't reveal it. But all I'm gonna say is that I'm very confident in the three people that I'm that I've got in the mix. Now, I've listed one person, but I'm not sure that, you know, they would be able to run because they're also running for Senate. So, if they get it, I mean, they're definitely not in. And this is if I even win. And if they don't get it, then, I mean, they're definitely in. But at the same time, I already know who my senior advisor is, but that's even up between two people. But I know for sure who I definitely want as a senior advisor should he not take the position of VP. But the other person, I don't know, I just want the man there. I don't care where he's at, what he's doing, I need him there for I don't even know. I don't know. I don't want to explain it. I can't explain it, and I'm not going to, because that's privileged information, and I've got to kind of just keep it behind closed doors, I guess, in a skiff. So, you know, let me jump on to the fact that, you know, I brought this to a lot of people's attention that I'm running for president, and it was overwhelming the amount of indigenous people's support that I have. It's, I don't know how to explain it, man. It's incredible. It's incredible to talk to somebody who is full-blooded indigenous and they totally see it my way. Why is that? Because I see it their way, effortlessly. I love them. I want nothing but everything for them. Look at what was all taken from them. And I'm gonna cry, so I'm gonna stop. So we're moving on, and I'm sorry that it was only briefly touched on, but I do want to say this before I jump subjects is, to all the indigenous out there who are listening, thank you. Because without your support, without your love, without your courageous effort to get behind somebody who wants nothing but the best for you, and not what I think is best, what we all know is best, is incredible. I love y'all so much. You know, being, I don't know, what, 1%, if that, indigenous, and, you know, but coming from the Atakapa Ishak tribe, that means a lot to me. It might not mean a lot to the white man, you understand? It might not mean a lot to everybody. It might not even make a difference to a lot of people listening to this. But to me, like, I've got goosebumps. You guys don't... Okay, I gotta jump subjects. But thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, why does the food we eat make our faces break out? You know, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Other than the fact that we really should not have to worry about what we're eating from the store, what we're buying from the store. I am just beyond... That is beyond me, right? Why would you poison this? Why would you poison us? Why would you treat us this way? This is horrible. This is bad. We shouldn't be eating this crap. It should not even be offered in the stores. Oh, we gotta mark the food where it comes. No. We've got to ban the food and where it comes from. Cause this food is bad. We should not be eating this. Cheez-Its? The fuck is that? You know, these animals are getting viciously murdered. They're not being humanely slaughtered. They're being viciously murdered. And we're getting addicted to meat. I don't think you understand what I'm getting at here, man. It's adrenochrome blood that's in that. When you eat meat, you're eating adrenaline. And you get addicted to that. It's like sex. You get like a very sick obsession with meat. I can't stand it, man. It's like, I won't eat meat no more. And which leads me to another point. Why is being vegan so hard? I gotta read everything I eat now. I can't stand this shit, bro. I go absolutely insane trying to pick out food at the store. Like, I'm gonna get sick just thinking about it. I really am. I can't stand the thought of this shit. God, I want to stop this and just and breathe real quick. But, you know, let's just get through this, right? We're getting through this together, right? Trust the process, right? Whatever. I don't trust shit. Why do people tell us to trust the process? I don't trust shit. I don't trust no one, man. This is ridiculous. So anyways, what is Merida's party? Merida's party is not even a party at all, man. It's not nonpartisan. It's not partisan. It's nothing. One, because it doesn't even really exist yet. It's not established, per se. But for two, it's not middle of the road. It's not left-leaning. It's not right-leaning. It's an umbrella. And we dare you to mess with the Constitution. We dare you to mess with our way of life as we know it. We dare you to try to take our guns. It's everything you would want it to be in whatever a political party is. It's fair reporting. It's everything. It is everything. There's no benefit of being Merida's party. It's a privilege. You have to earn your way into Merida's. You don't get to just be Merida's. And it's like that. And as a matter of fact, I'm the bra-ta-ta-ta falling back on that ass. Are you guys ready for Leo Obama puke my ride?
Let's start the show.
First things first, I go to the dealership and I put the down payment on a used car. And I'm all like, man,
this car will benefit me in a lot of ways. People will take me serious, people won't laugh at me anymore, and I can keep all the girls.
So, you know, I'm pretty stoked on this new car. Well, next thing you know, I'm an Uber driver. And, well, next thing you know, guess who gets a ride? Malia Obama. And guess where she's hanging out? Anybody in Scottsdale knows the Saddlebag Loop? Yeah, oops. She wasn't 21 yet, and she's hanging out drinking alcohol in the bars. Getting in the bars. Mind you, getting in the bars. And what people like to do on a Saddlebag Loop whenever they're getting an Uber ride or a Lyft ride, they like to fuck around and order you, and if they don't like you, they cancel you. And then they order you, and then if they don't like you, they cancel you. You know, so that it gets really annoying. So if there's not a lot of traffic going on, it can be pretty easy to get the driver that you're trying to get. And I liked to make it easy for anybody who's there to order me first. So I'm right up there in between all the bars. I got the best spot of all. So I get the Lyft request, right? And I pull up like,
you know what time it is. Let's roll.
Lyft, Uber, it's all the same. But it was a Lyft request. And she's hanging out at Blondie's, the blonde bombshell. She has walked in front of my car like twice. She's already seen me. She already knows who I am. And I'm right there in your face. You can't miss me. So she gets in my car with her little white friend. And they're thinking to themselves,
this is about to be off the chain. Check this out.
These two dinky broads get in my car. And they're quiet. They're not saying nothing the whole entire trip. So I'm already getting weirded out as it is. So I'm like, whatever, I'm just taking him home. I'm gonna get my money and I'm gonna go get the next trip. So next thing you know, I can tell her friend is not feeling so good. And I'm all like, are you okay? And she gives me the famous last words of every puker. No, I'm fine. And then next thing you know, the stupid heifer is puking all over my fucking ride. Whenever I say all over my ride, I'm talking about inside of it, outside of it, inside, outside, USA. Like, the bitch has no fucking remorse. She's just puking everywhere. Even after I said, hey, do you need me to pull over? No, I'm fine. I'm fine. So then I start freaking out. You can tell I'm pissed. I'm trying to tell them, like, no, man, it's okay. It's okay. You know, I'm trying to be the nice guy, even though I'm hella pissed. This is my brand new ride. You're puking in it, all over it. Like, okay, sure, right, okay, sure. Now, my whole entire night is ruined and I have to go home and I can't make no more money because you have now puked all over my ride. So thanks, thanks for that. I dropped them off, they get outside the car and they're like, this dude is fucking pissed. He's gonna kill us.
Let's go.
I can only imagine that by the time they get out of the car and get inside the house, they're just like high-fiving each other like, But little did they know that they're young and dumb and full of cum and not understanding that I have now memorized their faces. I know exactly who they are, and this is all gonna catch up with them soon. So the thought of this fucking turd running for president at some later day, being the piece of shit offspring of Obama, which we all know is not the offspring of Obama and is only the apprentice, and is allegedly rumored to be Jamie Foxx's kids. Yup. So the thought of her even trying to think to become president is just like another episode of Puke My Ride to me.
No, there'll be no more Puke My Ride.
Anybody thinking that little bitch is gonna be president ever? Ever? All I've got to say is this. Fucking forget about it. But it's just like I'm saying, man. You know, how many free Democratic passes are all these people gonna get just because they're a Democrat and they play the dark money game? It's absolute bullshit. You know, how is it that the whole world believes that Trump is all of a sudden a Republican when he was a Democrat? I don't get it. You know, or maybe you don't. But I just gotta ask you though, man. It's like, how stupid do they think we all are? That part I just really don't get, because, you know, we're all just sitting here like, what the fuck? Like, how can you take us for a fool like that? How is it that somebody like Hillary Clinton can run for president post committing all these prior crimes, and the prior crimes are so horrendous that if you actually knew what she was doing, if you actually knew what the sacrifice of the Moloch meant, if you actually knew all of this stuff that goes on behind closed doors, and that was in the emails that she deleted, plus is in the emails that we did find, you would not even be able to fathom that this monster ever was able to run for president at all. But that's how corrupt the system is. That's how corrupt the system is. It's so corrupt that it'll Rodney King, a baby boy black man, not even 23 years old yet. This dude ain't even reached 30. He getting beat down by the cops for no reason. Told his car was stolen when it was not. But then told that they're gonna be launching an internal investigation. You know what happened whenever they launched an internal investigation on the cops that arrested me for no goddamn reason at the command of my baby mama who gave them money? Shit. Nothing. Nothing happened, and they said that the cops did everything fine, everything was great, blah, 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 blah. So how much was that sergeant paid to throw that investigation? And internal investigation. There needs to be a third party investigation that has no affiliation, no government affiliation, nothing. Completely independent source. But no, we can't have that. Nope. Trump's not good enough for that. Nope. So man, what is Trump good for? He's just good for stats and numbers and signing a piece of paper? All this courageous action he's throwing out there? I don't get it, bruh. And if this is some kind of sick joke to play on me, to get me in the presidency, and to fuck me up, that's the worst mistake of your life, buddy. You know, on top of all that, you know, with the way Malia Obama left the White House, just shams, destroyed it, trashed it to shit, everybody knows, and if you don't know, look it up. You know, with the way she did that, do you think that America is gonna welcome her back into the White House? That's a fucking pipe dream. Just like me thinking that I'm gonna be president and it's gonna be easy is a pipe dream. That shit is a pipe dream. This ain't gonna be easy. Like I said, if I make it into presidency, I'll be fucking surprised. I'll be so surprised, dude. I will not even know where to begin with thanking you. Because this, everything going on, dude, you can't sit here and say that everything going on is perfectly fine and perfectly okay and it's all cool. You can't possibly, man. That makes no sense. You know, how can someone go from 0 to 60 like that? How can somebody go high speed like that? You know, just completely be the biggest piece of shit on the planet and think that that's okay. We should just accept you. That, like, okay, look, Malia Obama infiltrated the Harvey Weinstein company. You know, or maybe you don't. But look at Hollywood these days. Look at that sewage that is TV these days. What is that teaching our young? What is that teaching you? What's that programming you into acting like, or being, or believing, or thinking? It makes no sense. It doesn't. It's disgusting, man. It's disgusting. You know, I feel bad for people like Kaia Jones that just rolls with the punches. I feel bad for people like her. You know, why would she cover up the Las Vegas shooting thing with her Hollywood scandal? I get it, boo-boo. You were wronged. But what you're also wrong for is trying to do that, man. You know, we may have been Facebook friends at one point. That gives you no excuse for the behavior you have done, for participating in the Las Vegas shooting, for anything like that. It's sickening. And you're working directly for Trump. Does that, guys, hello? Is that, I mean, like, is that telling you anything? Is that telling you the epitome of Trump and his fake news garbage? It's, you know, syndicated drama. That's all it is. Syndicated drama, yeah, no. I don't get it, bro. Whenever I say I don't get it, I don't get where they get off doing this shit. They just think it's so funny. Victimizing you and I is just so funny to them. They hate you, bro. They don't like you, they're targeting you. All the bad shit happening in your life, you think that's all freak accident? No. Dude, that's happening on purpose. These people are following you. They're stalking you. They're making you miserable. They're fucking with your life. They're destroying your life, and they're perfectly fine doing it. Because guess who gets a paycheck afterwards? Guess who's getting paid? You might not be on a salary, but you're getting paid for it. And the fact that you come out in the news and you're not denying it, that's even more worse. You know? Or maybe you don't know. But look, I'm gonna read something to you, okay? And this is gonna be the biggest clincher of all that proves everything I'm saying right now. All right, so without further ado, I'm gonna read to you an article about Craig Britton, and you'll see. Pro-Trump Republican candidate just got banned for Twitter after spreading false conspiracies about Parkland students by Bruce White. March 31st, 2018. Craig R. Britton, a Republican running for U.S. Senate in Arizona, was banned from Twitter on Friday after he started spreading conspiracy theories about the deadly shooting that took place in Parkland, Florida last month. According to the Phoenix Times, Britton tweeted constantly under the name Senator Britton, sharing missives that ranged from utterly bonkers to deeply offensive. Britton complained in a text message about Twitter and their decision. After continually hiding tweets from the most of our followers and refusing to verify our account, today Twitter proved that it is in the business of trying to rig the elections for the left. As CEO Jack Dorsey is a donor and a member of the Clinton Foundation, Britton wrote, millions of conservatives and libertarians have been banned without reason, including Milo Yiannopoulos, Roger Stone, and others. If Twitter cares about fair elections, then they must restore and verify our account. Jacqueline Corin, a Parkland survivor, called Britton out for spreading a false narrative about her and others that are fighting for stricter gun laws. The Jacqueline Corin says, our salaries equal non-existent. The only payment we're receiving is the joy that comes along with watching corrupt politicians destroy their own image. Ask MSD students, march for our lives. Britton had previously claimed that his Twitter account had been suspended because of his support for Donald Trump. If you have Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Well, if you can, because Twitter doesn't want you to follow us. Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing, or am I the only one here? Okay, so anyways, They've lied about him. They keep lying about him. They keep harassing him. And, you know, they keep lying about me. Thank God I think they've stopped harassing me. But then again, I go poking my nose in this whole Las Vegas shooting shit at the campus across the street. And now they're harassing me again. So it's like, whatever, dude. It's like, you know, y'all can't just face the consequences, man. I did the crime. I did the time. You did the crime, and you think you're not going to do the time? Bullshit. This is a country that's built on you did the crime, you do the time. So, you're doing a crime, you're definitely doing the time. What about that? Don't you understand? That part, I don't get. It makes no sense. And that means that this is the last song. The song's called Memory Lane. And so I guess this means it's time to say goodbye to all my Negro friends. I love you. I'm black inside too. Hey, I identify with you. I don't know where that came from. I'm gonna have to stop this shit because I don't want to get myself in trouble with you guys. You guys are too nice to me. You guys are too fucking cool to I guess you could say, African-American America. You guys are dope, dude. You guys are so fucking dope. Thank you guys for everything. You know, America has put you through some shit. And they're still doing it. They just Rodney King'd somebody of black and Mexican descent. That's fucked up, dude. That is fucked up. You know it's fucked up. You know what you did is wrong. And that's why you try to corroborate a story. Okay, sure. Fabricate it up then. Corrupt cops. Fucking pigs. Do you think that I won't find out the stupid shit you're doing over there just because I'm in Alaska? Bro, I got the internet. Everybody got the internet. Y'all are so stupid. Y'all. Stalking, harassing. Y'all don't care, dude. Y'all just don't care. It's not even about profiling somebody. You don't even have to fit a profile no more. You're just targeted for being yourself, for being a good person, for giving a damn about other people, for talking shit to Obama. What the fuck kind of world is this? Sure. You know, for all the victims out there, for everybody who keeps getting wronged by Democrats and left, for the Democrats and left that are getting put into a position where they must lie to keep their life going the way it's going, as if that's a good thing. To all the people who think that it's cool to just be like, you know what? Fuck them. To all the people that are just going through this, no matter what side you're on, I feel bad for you, man. This includes myself. I feel bad for myself. This shit ain't easy, man. It's not easy being a target, bro. You know, and Ludacris being like, target niggas wouldn't wanna be them. Yeah, well, how much is your word of mouth costing America? I mean, you sure came up quick, fast, and in a hurry. And that's another thing that pisses me off. It's all these artists coming up quick, fast, and in a hurry out of nowhere. You never heard of these people. You don't know them. They didn't put into work like you would think so. You know? If half these people who came up somehow told you how they got there, and they did it in front of a live studio audience, they get booed off stage. I don't get it. Where do you get off doing this? Lying to the people. Why do people get off lying to people? It's sick, dude. It's not okay. That shit ain't all right. It's not fine. It's not. And all the while you have self-absorbed pricks like Malia Obama and Jim Murren just doing wild, just unimaginable things. Like, you wouldn't want this to be reality. So then America catches on to your shit, so what do? You start going to China. You start going to New Zealand. You start doing shit everywhere else. Everywhere that hasn't caught on to your bullshit yet. Let's go test this here. Let's go test this there. Okay, this works here. Great. Well, why doesn't it work there? It's sick, dude. It's so sickening. Man, it'd be really nice if we could just live, man. We're obviously in a better spot than they'd like us to be. Because any chance they get, they try and tear us down. Any chance they get, they try and make us unhappy, uncomfortable, miserable. So what should we do in return? What should we do to these people who don't give a shit about us? Ha! Here. We should make them squirm. And that's a fact, Jack.
This now concludes our transmission of Sheriff Says What's Up. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed your time with Sheriff and that you'll share this with your friends.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fine Weed Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com.
Fuck was all that smut about? Oh my god, advertisements. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey man, that's my shit, dude. Yeah, yo, that's my brand, dude.
That's not your brand, that's my brand.
No, that's my brand, dude. You're talking shit about my brand, dude.
What are you, the fucking mafia now? Who the fuck are you? Like, I can't even see you. What, are you fucking imaginary?
Me fucking imaginary? You want me an imaginary punch you upside the fucking head, dude? I'll snipe your ass.
Snipe? What the fuck are you talking about? Take your stupid ass back home, like from wherever imaginary place you ever came from, dude.
Hey, dude. Hey, what you mean, dude? Hey, like fucking, you gonna just fucking disrespect me like that? You wanna get your ass kicked, bro?
You gonna kick my ass, but you're imaginary.
Nigga, I'm about to imaginary fuck you up. You want me imaginary fuck you in the ass?
Okay, now you're gay.
No. But you know what? I'll still fuck you.
You're gonna, okay, wait. You're gonna, just. Why do you even try this shit? You keep coming at me. You keep fucking stubborn. Like, you just. This is pathetic. I'm arguing with myself.
Hey, dude. Hey, do you're not me and I am not you. And you need to learn the fucking difference. You need to respect the fucking guy that is the guy. I'm the man. I'm not just the guy, I'm the man. I'm just not the man, I'm the guy. I'm the fucking guy, man.
You have lost your fucking mind. I think you are absolutely fucking insane.
Oh yeah? Well, I think you're fucking retarded.
Oh, okay, great. You think I'm retarded. You hear this, guys? The imaginary guy thinks I'm fucking retarded.
Hey, man, get the fuck out of here.
You will respect my authority. Oh! Get your ass in jail.
Ow! Hey, what the hell are you doing? You can't do that.
See, now you're fucking imagining shit, bro. You think what? You think that's me and that's you? Like what, you think you're fucking Cartman?
Hey, dude, no, you think you're fucking Cartman, huh? And why, we're both kind of talking the same, except I just get louder.
The fuck are you talking about?
The fuck are you talking about?
No, the fuck are you talking about?
No, the fuck are you talking about? No, just stop.
Okay, they're both gone, you guys. Okay, I think we're good.
Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here. This is Houston, say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a
beep, hey, well, all of a sudden you're fucking Houston here?
Dude, I thought we were good. Like, what the fuck, man? There's like, I thought nobody was here. It like, it's just me and my fucking crazy imagination. Just imagining shit.
If I was your imagination, could I do this?
Vegeta, what does the scouter say about his power level?
It's over 9,000!
What, 9,000? There's no way that could be right!
And you're goddamn right that's not right. Like, get the fuck out of here. You just gonna smack me upside of my fucking head?
Yeah, I smack you upside of your fucking head.
Hey, fuck you, pal. Fuck you, pal. Fuck you, pal. No, fuck you. No, fuck you. Come here, motherfucker.
Ow!
Damn it, motherfucker. You stupid piece of shit. God damn it.